Welcome everyone to Nox Game Design for September 2024. My name is Levi Smith. So this month I'm going to be talking about NFTs, non-fungible tokens. So last month I talked about using blockchain in games. So this is sort of a continuation of that. So a little bit about NFTs and blockchains. Some examples of blockchains are Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Polygon. Coins on a blockchain are native to that blockchain, like Bitcoin has BTC and Ethereum has ETH. Tokens, on the other hand, are for projects built on an existing blockchain. For example, Polygon has the Matic token, and NFTs are tokens built on existing blockchains. So I made a simple demo, an RPG using tokens. NFT token. So I'm using OpenSea.io. I don't endorse OpenSea, but it's like one of the, I guess, the biggest NFT marketplace out there. So that's why I'm using them. In addition to, they have an API, which I can use for requesting access to tokens and getting information on NFT tokens. So first thing you got to do is create a token collection. You pick a token identifier. So my little game's called Blockchain RPG. So the token symbol that I used is BCRPG. There is a gas fee associated to creating an NFT collection. And the time I did it is like 0.00057 ETH Ethereum, which was roughly equivalent to $1.45. Whenever you create this, you got to have a wallet account with an ID. So you can have multiple accounts in a wallet. You just got to make sure that that account is associated to the blockchain that you're using. In this case, I'm using Ethereum. And there's no need to create an account on OpenSea. You do everything through your wallet account ID. So yeah, here's a NFT that I created for the game. I created four in total, but this was one of them, the short sword. So all you really got to do is upload an image, give it a name, enter a supply. So that's one thing you got to watch out for. So you can create one NFT item, but you can have, I don't know if there's a limit, but you can specify a quantity. So in this case, I'm creating three these short sword objects, and there's no additional cost for creating additional quantity. There's no, the cost is associated to that one NFT. So yeah, you can specify a supply and add a description. In this case, I'm still like learning how to do this. I put the attack power as a description, but you'd really want a more descriptive text for your NFT. You specify an external link and add traits, and traits are very important. So that's really where I'm going to have the properties of this weapon. In this case, I'm using ATK for attack. That's the trait name, and the value is 4. And I even have in the NFT image, I put a red circle with 4 for the attack damage. So here's the transaction where I'm setting up, creating this NFT, and you can go to Etherscan and actually see the transaction as it's pending, going to success. It takes a few minutes for it to get approved and get added to the blockchain, but that's what it looks like right there. And you can see status success, and there's a transaction associated with that, and the block and other information. So the process of creating this NFT is called minting. As I said before, you can set a number of items to be created. No additional cost for additional quantity. And be aware that the quantity also affects the rarity and scarcity of the item. So if you want a really rare item, you only want a few people, maybe only one person to have that one item. So you want to set that quantity at 1 or something really low. But if you want it to be more accessible to many players, set a high quantity value. And you can confirm the transaction in your wallet and view the completion of the transaction. So there's the gas fee and the account associated with this item. So you got to specify an account that's creator of this item. So yeah, once it goes through, it'll tell you your item has been minted. So here's a stick that I created. It has an attack power of 1. View it on Etherscan. There's the NFT item successfully minted. And you can go back and look in at the item listing. So here's a dagger with an attack power 2. You can see I created 5 of those. And they're all owned by my one account. And this is an NFT for the demo game that I created. Like I said, I'd give it a different description, but the important thing is under crates, you have an attack of 2. And here's the collection of 4 weapons that I created for the game. Stick has lowest attack, 5 of those created. Then I have the dagger, attack power 2, have 5 of those. Short sword has an attack power of 4. There's 3 of those, and then 1 long sword has attack power 7. So very limited game at this point. But the point is, you really want to make sure you get all the attack values and correct before you mint them, because it's I don't think it's possible to change the traits after you mint an item. You can see it here in my account. So there's many different types of wallets out there. Some examples are MetaMask, that's very popular. I use the Brave wallet that's built into the Brave browser. There's also a Coinbase wallet. You just got to make sure that that wallet supports the blockchain that you're using. If it doesn't support that blockchain, then you can't store your NFTs on there. Wallets is protected by a private key. Don't share your private key with anybody. And a lot of times they give you a 12-word passphrase to regenerate to access those private keys. So if you want to use these NFTs in a game, like in this case, I'm using OpenSea. To get used OpenSea API, all you need to do is verify your email address for developer access, and it's pretty simple. You go into under developer settings and you generate an API key, so that's kind of like a username and password that you can use to get at the API. So here's the OpenSea API interface right here. There's a lot of different examples, or there's examples in a lot of different languages, such as Shell, Node, Ruby, PHP, and Python. I like to use like curl on a shell prompt, like msys2. So using the API, so this is like me using MinGW64, and also use msys2. I like this because it comes with Git GUI. So as I said, you can use the OpenSea web interface, specify the API key in the header. The API key, you can get that from the developer interface. So you just place that in. And whenever you specify the address, you can either specify the username or wallet address to get information. So you can see it pulled back LD Smith and a profile image URL and join date and things like that. So to get the NFTs for my player account, for my user account, you can specify in the URL, you can get NFTs by account, specify the address from your wallet, and then the chain should be Ethereum. So that returns information such as the NFT image, URL, the name, and description. The one thing it doesn't return are the traits. But you can see here, you got the stick, dagger, short sword, and long sword. So here's in the OpenSea interface how to view the traits for one of your NFTs. I'm looking at the short sword right here. So the address right there, that's the contract address. And then the identifier, that's your token ID, that address, and that token ID is how you look up this NFT using the Git NFT API call. So you can see here that this actually gives you the traits of this NFT. So you can see within this traits array, you got attack, ATK, and 4. So you just got to parse that out. So here's the game that I have, Blockchain RPG. This is in Unity. So I have a function in C# called pull equipment. So that's going to use that API URL and pass in the wallet ID, /NFTs, and I'm gonna start a coroutine, get equipment values, passing in that URL. So then that's gonna call this function, get equipment values, gonna make a web request using that URL, passing in the API key, gonna send that request and get, it's gonna get the results back in a byte array. And then basically it's just gonna print out to the debug log the text that is returned. And there's the result. So what I'm gonna do, I'm just gonna use a regex to parse out the identifier, contract name and description. And I'm gonna, that's what's gonna get returned and printed in the debug console. So then I have another class script that goes in and parses through this. Well, here's the parsing that's going to assign it to store equipment. So then I have some more code that comes in and reads that variable and displays it in a Unity UI text component on the screen. So you can see here, I printed all those out. So here's some more to using it in the game. So here's my equip screen. So I have all of the weapons associated to this account displayed right here. So equip this item, you just got to give the identifier, that token ID, and then the contract address. So the contract address gets returned for each of these items. So in one NFT collection, the contract ID is going to be the same. So to equip it, you specify the identifier and the contract ID, then you press equip, and it's going to go in and read the traits value. I'm going to pull that using a web request. And then it also gives you the owners, the account owners of this and the quantity that they own. So you can also do that for the stick, short sword, and long sword. So here's the code for do equip. Like I said, it's just going to use the this URL right here. And then it's going to get equipment traits. So then I'm going to parse out the attack value for that weapon. That's what it's doing here, and also verify the owners. So when you go into a battle, so I'm going to attack this mosquito here. If you don't, so when you start the game, you've tried to attack, you're going to do zero damage. Mosquito is just going to keep biting you for damage because you can't do any damage. So then you go into this equip screen and pass in the ID3 of the short sword and the contract address. And then press equip, then it's going to equip that weapon for you. So basically, I just have a player game object and a weapon string for name and an int for damage value. Really, you'd want to create a new class for that, a new game object just for the weapon. So once we equip this, then we go back and we battle and we come across a wasp right here, but you can see now player attacks wasp a short sword for 4 damage. So I'm not doing anything fancy. The damage of the weapon is the damage that it deals to enemy. Very simple. Some gotchas: if you're using regex, watch out for items with space in the name. I had a problem with that because originally my regex just looked for printable characters. I forgot to, short sword has a space in between, so you got to add that to your regex pattern. I recommend like actually using a real library to develop this further, such as Newtonsoft. Regex aren't the best, but it gets the job done for what I was doing here. Like I said, separate game object. Yeah, so you want to have your networking calls in a separate game object and a separate script. Try to keep that separate from your game logic code. And OpenSea also has an SDK interface in TypeScript. So if you want to do a little bit more, then you can use this OpenSea SDK interface. So just show the demo. I have it right here. Here's a blockchain RPG in Unity. So here's the main screen right here. And go ahead and maximize this. So I just have it. The wallet ID right there already filled in for sake of the demo. But yeah, this is where you'd put in the wallet ID, and that gets saved into that static class. And press new game. So here's the field right here, and we can go out and explore. So here's the wasp right here. It's got a countdown, kind of like an active time battle thing going on right here. So you can't attack until that hits zero. So you can see player attacks wasp with nothing for zero damage. Really should make this a little bit bigger. So I want to run for now. I'm going to go back to the equip screen and see here's are the NFTs that is pulling from OpenSea right here. So I already got the contract address filled in, so I don't have to type that in. You'd probably want to have a better way of handling that. But let's say I want to equip the dagger to equip. So I'm going to go out, find dagger, it has an attack to equip that. Return, go explore again. So now I'm going to attack the mosquito once the timer hits zero. So player attacks mosquito with dagger for 2 damage. So he's down to 1 out of 3 health. Attack again. So all enemies eliminated. Continue. I'm going to go back. So if I want to do more damage, then I can specify the longsword. Equip that. Has an attack of 7. Return. Explore again. Got the boss. There are other enemies in here. Attack. All enemies eliminated. Go back, explore again. Here's the mosquito. There's also a snake in here. So using the longsword, you can pretty much wipe out all these enemies. Explore. Mosquito. Explore. Yeah. Wasp. Yeah, there is a snake in here. Yeah, there's a snake. So the snake has 8 attack. I want to attack the snake. I took him down to 1 health. Attack him again. Beat the snake. So yeah, there's a lot I could do to expand this game, have multiple enemies you can attack, and improve the interface. It's just kind of just a demo right here. Yeah, so that's going to wrap it up for Nox Game Design for September 2024. Hope everybody found it interesting. I'm going to actually be doing a talk at a tech conference in Knoxville on Friday, October 4th, called DevMoot, D-E-V-M-O-O-T. So I'm going to cover the last month's talk on blockchain plus this month's talk on NFT. It's going to be kind of a lightning talk, so I think it's going to be about 20 minutes long or so. If I don't see you there, then appreciate everybody out there listening and watching.